with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on.
Be quiet, we're gonna test each person's voice.
Oh.
Oh, we're testing. Test!
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 I'm up.
Test!
I'm not gonna press stop. Okay. Welcome to... Oh, wait, Greg, you have to introduce us. You always introduce us.
Started.
Again. This is take two.
Of...
For the Lulz, episode 6.
Let's get ready to rumble. Yes.
And we say that because we have a hanging mic in the middle of us.
Yeah. We're outside today, which is pretty nice, because I'm finally using the laptop for what it's supposed to be used for, going outside. The other day I was... Oh, we'll introduce ourselves and then I'll tell you this story that doesn't exist.
Easy.
Oh, that was the mic hitting things. Okay, introduce. Everybody introduce.
In this corner,
Greg.
Weighs a mere 9,000 pounds. Actually, it's more like 27, but okay.
27 pounds. 27 kilos.
Anyways, yeah, I'm Greg. If you know me from previous episodes, that's good. If not, then you need to pay more attention.
That was so good.
Let her introduce herself.
We're doing this from now on.
It's still recording.
Okay, go.
And I'm Sage.
Weighing a mere 20 pounds.
Shut up!
I am the humble narrator of this tale again. I am the Morgan Freeman of the episodes.
You're always the Morgan Freeman.
I am... What?
With... Makes people cry.
I make people cry with my voice. People fall asleep listening to me and then they have amazing dreams. I'm Cody.
I'm the one you actually care about. Because whenever I'm not on here, the viewership goes down. And last time, when I wasn't on here and Rosso 5 was, it got a little racy. And by a little, I mean a lot. And I'm Cole. I like long walks on the beach and sand in
and
my shorts. That's it. No, that was Cody. He's fat.
Weighing a mere 900,000 pounds. I drive a Dodge Stratus to work.
In South Chicago. And I'm Caitlin.
Say something.
Clever and witty. The girl didn't say anything.
Cody makes me cry.
You didn't tell us to.
Okay, hang it in the middle.
Just does.
Okay.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh.
Wait, stop. I got it.
Don't.
Oh. Holy freaking hell. Spider-Man on crack.
Alright, Spider-Man on crack.
First topic.
Spider-Man on crack.
No. Okay.
Oh.
The first topic is that according to the
Marvel universe, what is it, Marvel or DC that Spider-Man's?
Is
Spider-Man DC or Marvel?
Spider-Man's Marvel.
Okay. According to the Marvel universe,
Spider-Man is in a recession. That was the thing.
Spider-Man is in a recession. He has his alter ego, which I won't reveal for safety reasons.
Peter Parker.
Never mind. Is now in the upcoming series of comics going to have to... What are you doing?
I'm building things on your shoulder.
Is going to have to...
He's in the middle of talking.
Hey.
He's staring at himself.
He's going to have to repay... He's going to pay off debts and have to buy clothing and spider web or something like that. A web fluid for his spider... He's going to have to pay harder... money and more money
because
he got fired because of the recession. That's why I don't like comic books. Peter, cool, his job.
So Spider-Man's photographer. So Spider-Man
newspaper or something,
yeah, pays for his web.
Are you not a Spider-Man fan?
I am, but I haven't.
No, you're not, obviously you're not.
Probably
I know from the movies.
Okay, so Spider-Man has to pay more money for his web. Cool catch.
Ah, my eye. Apparently,
he pays money for his web.
I don't have to say. Now, let's go back to Cody. Next topic.
Okay. Second topic on the list. What do you want to talk about? Summer?
I think we should correct the. I think we should correct the draft.
Okay, we want to, before we get into the summer topic, because this is our summer episode, this is the start of our summer adventures, growing up, meeting new people, whatever you have it, we're going to correct a couple of issues from last episode, starting with the gay giraffes, which we now go to Cole, who is our correspondent on zoology. So,
greetings. From the zoo.
Now I'm back.
You see, last episode, when Rosso 5 was on again and it got a little racy, they made the comment that gay giraffes are more frequent, like, it's more frequent to be a homosexual giraffe. That's not true. It can be more frequent in certain colonizations. And they don't cuddle for 3 hours, they cuddle for 1 hour. Even gay giraffes don't cuddle forever. Thank you.
And
back to Cody, our senior reporter. Stay classy, San Diego.
We want to correct the issue that dealt with the racism on last episode. We are not racist. In fact, Greg is Hispanic. He is our Hispanic.
They know that because
we just said we're not racist. If we say Greg is Hispanic and you make some little racist AAA comment.
Anyway, he is our Latino correspondent.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly. I say a lot of things that I don't listen to. I never listen to our podcast. I listen to 20 minutes of it, I get way too racist, then I turn it off, and I go beat myself, like a good Catholic will.
You're Catholic?
Not really, but technically I've been baptized.
Is anybody really Catholic?
No. Now we turn to our Hispanic correspondent to get things started with the summer.
Don't drop my name.
Now what race
is our summer? I'm half Greek, and half my mom is...
She's not Hispanic anymore.
I
no,
have
she's like
no
pure
idea
white.
What I am.
We don't have any Hispanics on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Greg.
I am Greg.
Okay.
Sup?
We have nothing to talk about, Greg.
Wait. Okay, so I am the...
sorry.
What?
I'm the...
You got a problem?
I'm our cultural correspondent on the.
Let's talk about summer. Let's get summer started. Come on.
Summer of like.
No,
that's what this is.
Summer of fun. 2010.
And summer of fun. 2010. Summer of fun. Summer of none.
Because
I'm becoming a nun.
Oh, that's so cute.
Back to Cody.
Okay, anyway, what are we talking about? What were you just talking about?
Summer.
Oh, he's talking about summer. Summer, this summer.
Is also a girl's name.
We will follow 5 people through their adventures, through life, journeys throughout life and death.
Journey.
5 strangers.
And love.
Becoming
5 strangers becoming one stranger.
No, they stop becoming strangers and start becoming real.
No, they will become one stranger. Through genetic modification.
Does anybody have any topics?
Of the RNA process.
Oh, my Pokemon.
She wants to tell the story. Toss it.
Okay.
Name dropping.
We will now take you to our senior correspondent, Cody.
Our other senior correspondent.
Which I will take you back to somebody that has a story. Our intern.
I'm sorry.
No, she's not an intern. She's sleeping with the boss. Which is me. Oh. Anywho, tell your story. I don't know what it is, honestly, really.
Okay, so...
She's not actually sleeping with me.
Okay.
Or me,
anyways.
She's not my type.
Anyways, so Pokemon's a big thing now. Or I guess it's coming back.
You're coming back.
I am coming back. So
Greg.
Don't I just call got it a comeback.
Greg told me to buy it, so I bought it.
I got a message. I wonder who it's from.
And the guy, okay.
No, just go fresh.
Okay, he told me to stop. Okay.
You guys started it.
So the guy at Target, where I bought it. Okay.
They're sponsoring us.
At Target.
That's where we got all these wonderful drinks.
Target. One stop.
I thought we bought everything from Amazon.com.
No, we're not anymore.
We ordered
they stopped supplying us with shit. It took way too long to package and send it. 3 days. Oh, it was your feet.
We were starving by that time.
It was her feet. I was like, ugh, it's creepy. Go on with the story!
So I bought Pokemon.
There you go.
And I was all excited, except Greg plays with it more than I do.
That is what she said.
Oh.
The story is now over because of that.
Sorry, folks.
Alright, back to our cultural correspondent, me, Greg.
We don't have anything to talk about.
That's true. How long do we have?
We have 10 minutes.
We can't go back now. That's the point of no return.
Any movies?
No one's seen any movies.
We can talk about that 70s show. Because we're sitting in a circle.
It's not gonna work. You now just hit my laptop, got Coke on my phone, and Dr. Pepper. We're talking about.
No, we got a topic. Hi, I'm Cole, and I'm your TV show correspondent.
You're a lot of correspondents.
I'm also a zoologist correspondent. I'm watching TV at the zoo. I would like to recommend the following TV shows.
Talk about Lost!
Yes!
Never mind, we're talking about Lost.
Lost is great!
Lost is the most amazing show in the world.
Spoiler alert!
And
it was all Sawyer's dream!
Apparently, 3 out of 5 people watch Lost.
It's a great show!
It's a great show! But usually, being the offensive Asian role is Sage's job. She's not Asian. She played in. Don't worry. You have to set that one over. She plays a role in a play at the school in Chicago. And she was. Should we take a swim break?
No. Maybe we can think about topics while we're.
Okay, we're gonna take a swim break.
I just got dry.
Speaking of plays, Sage, I want to apologize for ruining you in our last play together.
Oh, she ruined her.
Hard.
She came back.
Hard as.
She comes back to hook up with this guy who had asked her to marry her, and she leaves because that's kind of pansy-ish. So she leaves and comes back to talk to him. I don't really care. I didn't really pay attention because I'm not on to the end. Shut up. But I walk out pregnant, and that was the cool part.
Swim break!
Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
Introduce us back to where we are starting.
Hey, are we done with our swimming break? Yeah, we just finished our swim break.
Running.
We could be, they don't know that. We just got back from our swim break. I almost drowned. Cody saved me.
Cody, son of a bitch!
I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
Okay, what are any more anybody got any topics to talk about?
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Lady Gaga?
She's the amazing chocolate.
Lady Gaga versus Kesha.
Oh.
Okay, let's.
Lady Gaga.
Let's talk about it. Who would win?
Kesha's gross looking though.
Why do you say that?
Are we talking like half of her pictures are really pretty and then half are like.
Okay, let's take a vote. If Kesha wanted to, would you have sex with her?
Me?
Greg.
I would.
She's trash.
She likes
Okay.
I'm sitting
yes
right
or no?
here, Greg.
Caitlin, yes or no?
If I had to go lesbian, it would not be for Kesha.
Sage is wearing?
No, it's my shirt.
It's technically my shirt.
Okay, Cole.
If I had to go lesbian, it would not be with Kesha.
No! Hey, why don't I just grab a trash can and just go wild?
My answer would have to be... No. But no, no, not because she's ugly, but because she's probably terrible.
Guys that look like Mick Jagger.
And she loves people's beards, and yeah. I don't have either of those.
So Greg's the only one.
So we could talk about that Your Love Is My Drug song that Greg posted on his Facebook.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
It's a weird video.
It was all fucked up. Oh, and then ask Sage, would you sleep with Kesha?
Probably not.
Probably not.
You're
like
a liar.
Probably not, no.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
She's not that attractive.
Why isn't she not that attractive?
I don't know. She looks like she doesn't take care of herself.
Or just she doesn't shower. Her hair's always greasy and her makeup's all effed up.
Well, that's pretty much you.
Oh!
No, I'm joking.
That was nice.
I'm joking.
That
you
was
know.
Real nice.
You know everything I say is
that
a joke.
That was real nice.
Let's get ready to...
Okay. So what else? Oh, Lady Gaga. Would you have sex with Lady Gaga?
No.
Why?
Would you have sex with Kesha? Come on.
Okay, why not?
Because...
Wait, we have to choose?
That was your phone, by the way.
Because if we have to choose...
Okay.
Yeah, if we had to choose, that'd be a lot easier.
Okay, we'll choose.
Definitely Kesha.
Ugh.
Lady Gaga or Kesha? Which one would you have sex with? And you have to say why.
Because I... Lady Gaga looks like a man.
Okay. You. Lady Gaga or Kesha?
Probably Lady Gaga.
Why?
Because she looks like a man.
Well, sure, but she's all, like, creative.
Kinky.
And she's creative.
That's what you mean. Okay.
Those words do not come out of my
mouth.
Yeah,
that's what you mean. Cole, Lady Gaga, or Kesha?
Oh, definitely Lady Gaga.
Why?
Thank you.
Because, I mean... Because
she looks like a man?
It would be amazing. It would be the best sex you ever had in your whole life.
I'm actually gonna probably go with that one, too. It would be the most creative, like...
Thank you. Creative.
Yeah.
But you're a woman.
Creative's the word.
No, I'd be a man.
No, I'm talking to her.
Oh.
Me.
Yeah, but it'd still be pretty, like...
If I had to choose one.
Okay, you, Lady Gaga, or Kesha.
Okay, if I had to choose...
Yeah, you have to choose.
Can I change my mind?
No.
I don't want Lady Gaga.
Why not?
Can I go... Can I, like...
No, Lady Gaga or Kesha.
Second choices.
I do both. No.
I'm pretty...
The same time.
Okay.
Because I want it. All of it.
I know Kesha, because Lady Gaga...
Why?
Like she'd really freak me out, and...
She'd be like...
I might cry.
Well, yeah, but it would be like, afterwards, you would just be like... Whoa. Like, there would just be a moment of just like...
Like, silence? You just took my breath away.
What did we just do? Was there a dog involved in that? Why did
Beyonce,
I like that?
If you have Lady Gaga, Beyonce might pop up.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Beyonce a tag on?
No, it's
okay.
Just a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Okay, well, I'm...
Calling on the telephone.
Okay, I'm going Kesha.
Still?
Because, no, just because she's a little more attractive than Lady Gaga.
Why, because she's blonde?
Pull up
no, because
her.
Lady Gaga doesn't... She looks less like a man than Lady Gaga does.
Okay. So where do we go from here?
Well, let's think of two men that they'd have to choose between to make it fair.
Oh, yeah.
Who's really attractive right now?
Right
well,
now.
Neither are the,
they can't be attractive
are,
because
yeah.
Kesha and Lady Gaga
okay.
are the,
who's
attractive.
Not attractive right now?
We'll come back to this.
Okay, we'll think
going.
Of something.
You're never
going
to think
wow,
of it.
Wow, you think everyone's attractive in the world?
No, I'm trying to...
Oh, pick y'all are the ones who talk about Taylor Lautner's abs.
Taylor
oh,
Lautner.
God.
I would.
Yeah.
No.
I
no.
think everybody would have
Taylor,
Taylor
Lautner.
No, because he'd be really bad.
No, he would not.
I'd go run
he would, no, he'd be really terrible.
Why? Because of his abs?
No, because he's young.
Chances are he's still a virgin.
But
so that's,
then you can,
he's
like,
got that going for him.
Yeah, but you can, like, teach sculpted.
No, you can't teach him. If you're terrible at it, you can't. Never mind. Now, if he was having sex with Lady Gaga, he might be
oh
able to teach
gosh.
Him something.
That poor kid. He'd, like...
He'd be like...
cry.
I'd be so
he
sad
wouldn't cry.
Him.
He'd probably be like... This is awesome.
He'd turn into
I'm
a wolf.
I'm pretty sure Taylor Lautner never cries.
Anyway.
I bet he cries in one of the movies.
Anyway.
It hurts that bad.
Greg, other topics. We need some other topics. Somebody else hold this.
I'm just saying, he's very tight.
Oh, wow. That's really weird thing to say, Cole.
I can't hold this if you want to make me laugh.
That's what she said.
Cole is playing Dead Space.
Is he winning?
Well, we can. What have you been doing this summer?
It started today.
Well, I went home and then I came here.
No. Came here.
And then you left and I came back.
And that was my summer.
The end.
Oh, okay.
We've been to 3 houses since school let out.
Oh, yeah. How was talking to her sister?
It was weird.
What is your sister like?
She's really short.
Really hot? Oh.
She's 23. I don't know. She's
oh, got my God. Yes.
She's got tats.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, snap.
There we go. You don't like tats?
I thought she said cats.
No.
She's got.
She's Miss Clark.
She's got.
She's got cats.
I don't
with tats.
Click on this without it doing a slideshow.
I'd like to get my cat a tattoo, please. I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
Wait. How do you? What do you?
Best tattoo.
Why is it doing a slideshow?
Tattoo artist impersonation.
What?
Well, like, she likes Greg.
No, I just wanted, like,
everyone
to
in your family likes me.
Well, not everyone's met you, but she said, she's like, good job, good choice. And I'm like, thanks for your approval.
Good job.
What kind of tats does she have? I want to go back to this.
Okay.
Pow! Pow!
Okay.
Pow!
She has,
Is he saying pow?
Didn't you want to get tats at one point in time?
I've always wanted
She wants a
what
turtle.
What kind of tats?
What tat would you get?
That's only because that was my nickname.
No, we're going to start with Greg.
Greg already knows. We're
Greg,
going
what
after
tats?
His birthday.
Huh?
What tats are you getting?
Knuckle tats.
I really don't know. I'm getting knuckle tats to say for the lols.
Okay.
The number 4 and then...
What tats are you getting? Tramp stamp.
No. If I had to get one, I'd want something here or here.
That's lame.
They can't see that.
What?
The listeners.
You have to tell them.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. Okay, you know how, like, there's that little flap of skin between your pointer finger and your thumb?
That's disgusting.
You should never say flap of skin.
Sorry.
No guys want to know you have a flap of skin anywhere.
And then, or maybe behind my ear.
Why?
So no one can ever see it.
Yeah, I when I was younger, I wanted a green freckle. Green dots.
We'll get into this later.
Okay.
Cole tats.
I'm gonna tattoo Taylor Lautner on the
knee. On your abs?
Taylor Lautner's abs.
No, on your abs.
His abs on your, yeah, there
no,
we go.
I'm taking that back. I'm just gonna get Taylor Lautner tattooed with my face on it. He's gonna wake up and he's gonna be like, what?
Is
I have given.
He has sex with
I have given the tattoo situation a lot of thought. And when I get bulging biceps, which will be this summer, right now they're huge, like, they're the size of watermelons, normally.
No, they're not.
But I'm gonna get them the size of 2
watermelons.
And on the left, shut up! And the left bicep, it's gonna say army, and on the right side, it's gonna say of one.
Why?
Oh, they're gonna say strong. Like,
so when I
strong.
Can, no, so I can beat people, I'll be like, army of one, bitch! Boom!
Army of one!
I will kill you.
Or it's gonna be Monty Python and then the Flying Circus on the other one. And so I can use.
Monster.
I mean, that one's just easy.
What are you talking about?
Have
so,
you not heard that?
Shut
it's
up.
A new religion.
Shh. No, it's not. Don't. Shh, you're a freshman. No, it's cool.
I'm not a freshman anymore.
Anyway, you're attached. And don't say tramp stamp.
That's I would gross. Never get a tramp stamp.
Who would get a tramp? I would get a tramp stamp.
I would never get a tramp stamp.
I would get so many tramp stamps.
I'd get one that just said. Me here.
Or tramp stamp. Make it say tramp stamp.
Or just
I've
tramp.
Seen someone.
Or just.
Holy hell, there's a monster.
Make it look like a stamp and it says tramp on it.
Yes!
Clever.
Yes!
You should draw that and make that picture.
I'm going to. That's our new Quota LOL picture.
Tramp.
Stamp. Stampin' Tramps. That's what the episode's called.
I thought it was. Let's get ready to rumble.
No. Let's call it Taylor Lautner, please.
No, let's get ready to rumble / slampin'. Stampin' Tramps. Anywho, go on with your stats.
I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, you do.
I want the whole angel wings thing, but I feel like I couldn't pull
back.
That off.
That would be sexy as hell.
My sister has one back here.
Shave your head.
On her.
Shave my head.
And then get angel wings on the back of your head.
She's got 5. Well, she has 4.
No, I want the whole angel wings thing, but
she got a
the pain tolerance, I'm not so sure I can do.
It's not gonna
I'm joking.
I'm joking.
Oh, no, Greg already told me he would dump me for her.
I didn't say that.
Oh, what?
What's her size, Greg?
No, I was kidding.
Large.
He said, do you think she would date me? And I said, shut up.
He also asked that about
what's her size, Greg?
I asked that about everybody.
And the terms of fruit.
Her sister?
Yeah.
Watermelons.
Did you pay attention?
No.
Speak, why?
Changing subjects right now. We are 11 minutes into it. And
I didn't.
Good.
He couldn't give me an answer. Tell me later. Text me later.
I don't know.
You have like 3 pictures on your phone of her.
Dude, what if my sister was a listener?
She is.
Awesome. We love you. You're probably attractive.
Oh, crap. No, people are going to hear this and be like, ah, your sister's a... You should blame
Oh, she's not. She's not a slut.
Not by
you were the one that gave
that. Oh yeah, we might need to bleep. We might need to bleep out the tattoo part about the clover.
No,
yeah.
LT,
please do.
But keep that in.
What?
That
no,
part.
No, no, no! Don't bleep it out. Just take it off because if you bleep it out, it's gonna be obvious it was somewhere inappropriate.
Yeah.
No, we'll bleep out the
whole
conversation.
But if we're talking about it right now, don't we have to bleep out everything?
Okay, now we're back. We took a bathroom break.
We're gonna
leave. We all took a bathroom.
We all went to the bathroom at the same time.
That's gross.
I
never want to see you in the bathroom.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
You want to fight?
Moving on.
Great. Moving on to
Taylor Lautner.
Awesome. I have a message. Cool.
Taylor Lautner.
No, not cool.
What's up with all these celebrities dating people with the same name?
I'm done dating. That's why I have a chance with him.
Okay. Topics. What were we going to talk about?
Rock'em Sock'em.
Why I have a chance with Taylor Lautner.
Why do you have a chance with Taylor Lautner?
I'm amazingly funny.
Here, give him your interest.
I'm
sorry. You. Oh, can't throw the mic.
Okay, what was that? What the hell was that?
Don't know. There was growling and...
I don't think I can get picture messages.
That wasn't
try
a growl.
Picture message.
That was a...
I'll do it.
Does
try.
She have an iPhone?
Anyways.
Hello. Anyways, why are you eating my laptop? My laptop recently broke. It, due to an update, it goes to a black screen now. Get off of him!
Easy, Tiger.
My new favorite saying is, kitten has gotten claws.
Or cats and boots.
Why?
Cats and boots.
Cats and boots.
Oh my god.
Will said that, three, cats and boots and cats and boots.
It actually works.
Oh, shoot it!
Shoot it in the head!
Are you about to die?
No, you have
this
to.
This episode.
Don't go in there.
No, you have to freaking throw the things at it.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
I feel like people would have stopped listening 10 minutes ago.
Maybe you do, but
wait, loyal listeners. I listen.
Actually,
to
support.
I want you to.
Which one?
Anyone.
How long has it been?
Keep one. Aww. It has been about 25 minutes.
Does that include the stuff we did earlier?
No.
What stuff did we do earlier?
Yes.
Oh my god. Hold on, everybody.
Who is it?
Cody's on the phone.
Hello? No, I didn't.
Alright. It's Craig.
I don't think I can. Hey, I got...
I just want to say, I love you all. Most of you. Some of you, not so much. Certain guests think they're returning. You're not.
Who was that, Cody?
Greg saying things he shouldn't say.
Anyway.
Back to the podcast.
He said he did a shout out without saying the name.
They won't let me get any messages.
Nancy Pelosi?
Did you send me a text message, picture message?
Yeah.
Because they keep saying like I have to retrieve it. And I'm not allowed to.
That's this lame sauce. That's weak sauce. Messaging?
You know what y'all never talked about?
No.
How the talent show was set up.
Screw that. We don't
rigged.
Care.
Rigged.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, there's no band
we
category.
Do it for the music.
Wasn't that like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't get music. I can't get multimedia messages.
Yeah,
this
but winning would have been nice.
Because it doesn't have connection or something. You deal with that. Anyway, we need a topic.
Okay, you need to tell mom to let us get multimedia messages.
Yeah. Greg, what should we talk about at this point in time?
Yeah. That's secret.
I'm about to play
Victoria's
it. I'm gonna play at HEB later.
Ew.
They do group interviews.
They do group interviews.
Yeah.
That's why Cole's not applying.
So what? Like,
I would lose in a group interview. Now, Taylor Lautner, if you wanna.
And now you start crying.
Why did you do this job?
My mom's gonna beat me.
He needed to go to camp. That's what I
mean. Camp?
You camp.
The Jew population just started to listen to us again, and now they're not.
There's nothing wrong with Jew camp.
We want
We want the loyal listeners who get through all the episodes all the time.
That's the white.
Who get through all the listeners.
Non-Christian.
To, shut up, shut your mouth. To send pictures or, of themselves doing things. No.
Make this more
just
specific.
Just send us a message or something.
Pictures of you doing things to you.
Yes. Build a fusion reactor. No, if anybody can build a fusion reactor.
Build a fusion reactor? How is that sexual?
I don't want it to be sexual. I want it to be evil.
I think you missed the mark.
If you can build a fusion reactor, Miss Physics teacher, excuse me. Greg's gonna have a lot to bleep out in this episode like this. Fuck! Anyway.
Cut now.
I'm gonna leave that in.
Okay.
It can't be rated G anymore.
Mom listens.
She doesn't listen. She doesn't even know we do podcasts.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't know how to work.
Greg, you take it for now.
What are you talking
about? I've got the mic. Let's get ready to mumble.
Hey guys, I'm single and ready to mingle.
With Taylor Lutz.
Symbol and ready to mimble.
You don't underestimate how pissed off that makes Greg.
I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I have to have the other.
One thing I hate about my new phone is no one's texting me.
I'll text you, Cole.
Unless, do you not have multimedia messages on your plan?
I don't know.
Because she never buys those stupid.
No, she probably. Because no, we used to.
And then she's like, I don't need it anymore. You don't need it. I have my iPhone.
She has an
I'll
iPhone.
I'll buy all the plans for my fucking iPhone.
Here, let's call her right now.
Oh god.
I hope she heard me
on the podcast. Shh, everybody shh.
No, we're not gonna put it on the speaker.
Do it. Do it.
No, I got it. I know how to do it.
It's not.
It's calling.
Okay,
it's calling.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hold the mic.
No, I'm not gonna hold the mic. I'm not gonna put my mom's conversation on. You guys keep talking.
Sage should talk. She's a talking
mom. Hey, it's Greg again.
What's new with Sage?
How are you doing, listeners? You're listening to episode 6 of For the Lulz. I forgot the name of this episode.
Oh, we can speak about the gym.
I'm probably just going to end up calling it Let's Get Ready to Mumble. No one knows I'm talking right now. They're all carrying on their own conversations. And I'm having my own conversation with the listeners of For the Lulz.
You know the
all
station?
Right.
Go get your guitar and we'll play a little song.
It's at home.
The radio station where she's like,
nope.
You fall asleep listening.
I don't listen to the radio. I think it's Saint.
L.
Screw recharging it.
O. B. E.
Hello.
That was the song I was gonna sing.
There was way too much singing on the last one.
What was that? What was that?
What?
The listeners
what? This is your humble narrator, Morgan Freeman, of the podcast, signing off because I am no longer talking. Starting today, I am taking a vow of silence.
Come close. Give me the mic.
No.
It's hot out today.
Hot out, yes.
Hot out every day.
Way to ruin the thing. My big old fan is baby likes to eat. Here you go.
No, I'm not crying. I'm in a serious boss battle.
Is Cody crying?
Hey.
I think Cody's crying.
Now this is...
You just dissed Sage.
Oh.
Do you not care?
Ben's over there.
You just spoke.
Wow.
You just spoke.
I'm sorry, she's bent over my pillow like...
Oh, thanks.
Like at
the good thing the pillow's full of roofies.
Sage, if you don't get out of my way, right?
Sage, what the heck?
Okay,
shoot it.
What's
oh,
Sage?
Shoot it with your gun.
Ahead. Shoot it ahead.
Take it with your hands.
Take it with your hands. Okay, anyway, we gotta have a topic. We're gonna find a topic.
Topic.
I'm gonna talk seriously for a minute. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are going through problems. There are a lot of people.
Take it off.
Roughly 1,000 people in the world. And about 99% of them die. And this is an issue we need to solve. Because the 1% that doesn't are immortal. And that's the problem. What is 1% of 1,000?
20,000.
1% of 1,000?
Yes, what is 1% of 1,000?
10.
10 people are immortal. 10 people in the world, because there's 1,000 people in the world, are immortal.
The important world.
The hell, you can't just slice me where I'm in midair? That's the whole fucking point of this game! The arm comes down, you use the zero G! That's fucked up, okay?
That was cool.
Anyway, these immortal people are known as foxes. And they are a disgrace to society.
He's one of them self-hating foxes.
I am not a fox because the fox Gestapo are coming to round up all
the
foxes.
Gestapo? You're a dumbass, Cody.
What the hell was that? Was that your accent? We should all do accents.
Nope.
Pick an accent and do it.
Boy.
What was that?
What?
That was your
that an accent?
Really?
Okay, I'm going to try to warm up my accent. You people talk.
The mic was in my... Okay.
So much.
Don't do that. That your Asian accent is highly offensive.
Let's talk about...
Let's talk about... sex. See? She knows.
I got the reference.
Yeah, I bet you did, because you sexed Greg all day.
Why is everybody throwing the mic at me? I don't want it.
I don't want to be there.
You're not very...
You can't just be here.
I don't know what to talk about.
Talking to the mic.
About what?
Sage, what's new in your life?
Into the mic.
What makes you happy?
Why are we talking about what makes me happy?
What makes you sad? What do you want in the world to change?
Well, I'm not so sure about that one. I want to know why...
Stop wearing pants.
Apparently, Cole wants to go out in his stuff wearing pants.
He doesn't wear those to the gym.
Hmm.
Have you talked
about
that?
What?
Why are you biting your knee?
I'm not.
This is the worst episode ever. This is like...
No, we've had a pretty bad episode. This is about 33 minutes in.
This is terrible.
Of nothingness.
I feel like we should stop.
Of this segment?
Hmm.
No, of all this, all together.
I feel like we should...
No.
Stop being negative.
What the hell?
What?
Picture messages?
No.
No, I see others.
There better be a shop around here.
Give me the mic.
Who wants it?
I'm trying to do my British accent.
Alright. If you're wondering why we have no topics prepared, because we were swimming.
Let's talk about Cole in the pool.
Cole!
That rhymes!
I'll kill you, you son of a bitch!
Anyway.
That was Cole in the pool.
Use this pole.
I'm trying to do my British accent. It was my Wales accent.
Wales?
Your Welsh accent?
See you in another life, brother.
My Welsh slash...
That was the worst Desmond
Welsh
voice I've ever heard. I'm actually sick.
I wasn't trying to do a voice.
Yes, you were.
No.
See you in another life, brother? What was that? You just...
I was trying to go back to Lost.
Some people can't do that. I'm like, we can't.
Yeah.
It's getting there. I'm done.
I
haven't done it in 3 years.
I need to listen to someone say it.
I need to listen to someone say what?
I wish
how
I was like Ringo Starr.
And not anyone else.
Hello.
That's what
hello.
I like. California.
Okay, should we just stop this? Because this is going nowhere.
No.
What about, let's talk about the best. We'll label the best fruits from 1 to 10.
I don't know 10 fruits.
Strawberries are 10.
Number 1, worst fruit of all time.
Pears.
What?
Yes, pears.
No.
Avocado, isn't that a fruit?
No. Tomatoes are fruits.
What?
Tomatoes, that's not a fruit.
I think that hurts.
It's called a fruit.
Go into the
country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Anyway.
I can pick
peaches
my way through it.
Come from
that's when you stop singing.
10 is pineapples. Pineapples, best fruit of all time.
I like cantaloupe.
Mangoes.
Cantaloupe is one. There we
mangoes
go. That'll tell
time
you.
You don't wait, number one or
number like the worst possible fruit ever. Cantaloupe. Fucking gross.
No, it's,
I like it.
Pineapple
it's
is the all time
fruit
best fruit.
We should get pineapple pizza. Hey, can we order pizza?
Oh, let's call.
Ooh, ham and pineapple.
In 59 minutes.
Oh, I can't call my mom, she's at the gym.
Wait, I have Pizza Hut on my phone.
Do you have money?
I popped
no
on Sicily.
Me either.
Or I might have Papa.
I like Domino's though.
Oh.
Screw all of you.
I might have Domino's.
Can we find money somewhere?
No.
Scrounge.
Let's sell.
Well, if Taylor Lautner would pick up.
Oh, I do have Domino's.
He still owes me for that one fabulous night.
You owe me.
When I bought him dinner.
What?
Greg,
your
turn.
Ow! That hurt.
I hit my finger. Oh. Guess what I'm gonna do this summer? I'm going to the country.
You're gonna eat a whole bunch of peaches.
Several peaches.
We should make that a real song.
It is a real song.
It's not.
I have it on my iPod.
No, you don't.
Okay, too.
Do you have your iPod with you?
No, I left it.
Then
ha.
It doesn't exist. Proof is all you have in this world. I'm an atheist.
I'm gonna go see one.
Fine. Leave me. That's cool.
I'm coming back.
No, you're not.
It's a podcast.
Okay, we're about 30 minutes into this segment.
We need
topics. Why don't Joel text people?
This segment? Okay, so we just need like 10 more, right? And then I can put music to fill space.
Well, no, but you have to remember we're like planning out parts.
Relax.
Let's talk about
you better.
Let's talk about upcoming music. Let's talk about upcoming art.
Or movies.
Let's talk about upcoming movies.
Toy Story 3.
There we go. Toy Story.
Shrek 4.
Are you gonna see it?
Yes, he's coming with me.
No. To Toy Story 3 or Shrek 4?
Toy Story 3.
What about Shrek 4?
No.
No.
I'll probably wait and rent it.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of those.
What else? What else? Any other good movies people
Iron
have
Man
seen?
Oh, that already came out.
Screw Iron Man 2. Screw Tony Stark and screw Iron Man. Screw the whole DC Marvel universe.
Hey, you know they're coming out with
It was shooting damn
Pirates.
Asteroids at me.
They're coming out
what
with
the hell am I supposed to do? It's a asteroid.
Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Screw Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Except
screw Johnny Depp. Screw
like
Christian Bale. Screw Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom will
Don't
be
say
in
it, Cody.
I don't know who you want me to screw.
You say
screw
it.
Taylor Lautner.
Oh, okay. Ow, that really hurt.
Mercy.
Anyway.
My God, was that every shit?
I feel like it should be Christmas.
Why?
You talk about that. I don't.
You failed throwing the mic.
Hello, listeners. This is Greg once again.
Stop seducing the microphone.
Shh.
Who?
Christian Bale? He always talks in the raspiest voice.
The newsies. Let's talk about the newsies.
Let's talk about the oil.
How? Now, what are you?
Sage is putting her pants back on, finally.
Don't
you
do that. People are going to listen to it and think I'm having relations with her.
Are you?
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, talk about that, Cody.
Talk about what?
What's going on?
I do what I want.
I want to have intimate
relations.
How is there a shorter word for intercourse? Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry.
Screw this. We got nothing to talk about.
I think we need to stop.
Wait.
Talk about Sage.
Let's not talk about Sage.
I don't want to talk about me.
Like
you always like to talk about you.
I do not. I hate talking.
Have
about
you Spider-Man
me.
Kissed Greg? It's worth it.
It's totally worth it.
I've done it twice.
Today.
Every day.
All day.
I've never done it actually.
I've never been
literally hanging from a rope.
It was from a fire escape.
Yeah. No, he was hanging from his web.
But
what is with all these women
escape.
Not knowing Spider-Man?
But he was on a fire escape. I was more of a Justice League.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Justice League? I watched the show. What?
Greg, you're so captivated.
You know, you can all shut your dirty
Yeah, thank
out.
You. They were like a team until Batman got killed.
Batman does not get killed. What are you
talking
about?
Batman!
Don't you dare spread lies about Batman dying.
In the show, he got killed.
Oh, did you ever watch
hey,
Batman?
Hey, no. You know what's coming out?
I would get so many tramp stamps.